First of all of the fuqaha of Islam, Shia and Sunni, say that if part of the Islamic world is taken by the enemies of Islam, it's the duty of all Muslims to recover that land. Secondly, it's of strategic importance. The enemy chose this area for a particular reason. They wanted to establish a permanent base in the heart of the Islamic world. Thirdly, Islam teaches us that it's our duty to support the oppressed wherever they are and to oppose the oppressors wherever they are. The Palestinians are perhaps the most oppressed nation on the earth.
One day you will beat me in order to forgive you and to drop my case against you.
The Israeli crimes like genocide, torture, the creation of an apartheid state, false imprisonment, murder of children, destruction of homes, the snatching of land, all of these crimes and more are taking place in Palestine and have been for the last 70 years. Israel is the chink in the armor of the enemies of mankind. The reason the enemy is so adamant about the protection of Israel is because of the importance and vulnerability of the Zionist state. Our solution is simple. Return that land to the original inhabitants, those who are still living, and their children, and the children of their children. That government of Saudi Arabia is the slave, and Israel is the master. Focusing our energies on the puppet and taking our attention off the puppet master serves the cause of the enemy.
At stake is the future of the world. And nothing could imperil our common future more than the arming of Iran with nuclear weapons.
If Quds is liberated, the House of Saud will collapse. If we want to see Baqi liberated, if we would like to see the violence and targeted killings in Pakistan stop, if we want to see freedom for our brothers and sisters in Nigeria, Bahrain, Yemen, Syria, Lebanon, Iraq, and the rest of the Muslim world, if we would like to see the liberation of all of the oppressed people in the East and the West, and the freedom of the Holy Lands, then we need to attend and strengthen the Quds Day rally. Wherever they are, if you cut off the head of the snake, the tail dies.